This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
But I do wonder, and we'll ask James Hamm this when he joins us at 3, and Damien when he comes back after buying more land. I wonder if it how real it is that you have to have these guys playing. Like, if you're trying to make a deal for Malik Monk, do you need him out there on a regular basis as opposed to him not getting any minutes? Or Dennis Schroeder, I know, tongue-in-cheek, the insiders were talking about, oh, it's December 15th, and magically Schroeder's hip is fine, and he's able to play, you know, after being doubtful a game ago. You know, and maybe the thought process there is, yeah, he's got to show that he can play.
Yeah, I mean, okay. That's
no. I was just gonna say, so maybe that's why these guys are getting such heavy run in the rotation as opposed to Keon, because you gotta, if you're trying to shop these guys, I hate saying the word showcase, but yeah, maybe you do have to showcase and show that they're viable options or what they can do. These guys have been playing for I don't know how long, so obviously there's hundreds and thousands of hours of tape. But in the moment, maybe, hey, he's not hurt or he's not a problem. He can still play. Maybe that's why they're playing over Keon so much.
If you're trying to show like they're not hurt because like he has been on the injury report, stuff like that, I get that. But I kind of what you said right now too, like these guys, like Schroeder's been on 10 different teams. It feels like however many different teams, like he's been around, like, you know who Dennis Schroeder is in this league, and Malik Monk, I feel the same. So I don't really know if you got to play these guys just to showcase them or anything like that. But if you want to show, like, yeah, he's fine. He's been on the injury report, but he's fine. Like, I get that. But also, like, my thing isn't even like, oh, Keon needs to play more. It's just more so Keon isn't a storyline to me anymore.
Understandable. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's the 10th guy on the team right now. If it changes next year, like, great. But, like, there's, like, I can't just go game by, oh, what's going on with Keon Ellis? Like, it's clear they've told us how they feel about Keon Ellis, at least with this current roster.
And that's where I don't know how they feel about Keon, because everything that I know about Doug Christie, Keon Ellis is the type of player that Doug Christie would want. Everything that I think I know about Doug Christie. And I can't imagine him just willingly not playing Keon.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, even if it's like, all right, the fans and Keon Hive and everybody, they have maybe a warped sense of reality about who Keon really is. Even if that's the case, Keon's not a 0 minutes guy in this league. Like, he should be playing. I think Doug Christie feels the same way about Keon Ellis.
Yeah, looking at his play more so too, like Tyler Jennings doing here, Damon's kind of talked about a lot recently too. Like, Keon hasn't really been playing well the times that he has been playing. So I wonder, like, is it that we got all these guards here, or is it that he's just not been very good?
I don't know, man. I think when you talk about on this particular team and the people that are in front of him, I understand the minutes going elsewhere. But it feels like he should be playing some type of minutes. He's especially with the team, how it is. It'd be one thing if it was a good team or at the start of the season, like we talked about, like, hey, you know, I think they could be a 500 team. And sure, he's not better than Monk. He's not better than Schroeder. You get Westbrook. He's not better than him. It's going to be tough to find minutes. But now you're 6-20. Going into last night, you're 6-19. Yeah, Keon should be playing on a team that's 6-19. He should be getting in the game for a team that's 6-19. And I say all that to say, I believe Doug looks at Keon the same way and like says this is a guy who should be playing. So then why
isn't he then? That's kind of my thing. You can say whatever you want, but I look at the stat sheet, the box score, watch the game. He's not out there. He's only out there for 12-5 minutes. Like, I don't know what to call it.
Yeah.
And to me, it's just like, okay, like, can say key on this or whatever, but it's just he's the 10th guy right now. I don't need to be thrown in the rundown. Oh, he didn't play again.
No, and
this is what it is.
That's your original point. Like, it shouldn't be a daily dialogue.
Yeah.
Like, all right, he didn't play or he played 15 minutes. Like, it shouldn't factor into how Kings fans discuss the 2025-2026 Sacramento Kings. But to the original point, these guys, it's not a good watch. They're trying out there. I do believe that they're trying. They're just not good enough. They're just not good enough. And somebody like the Minnesota Timberwolves seem to look at the Sacramento Kings and at some point say, all right, it's time to turn up. It's time to get these guys out of here. And everybody does it. Denver does it. Houston does it. The good teams continue. Hell, it feels like even the Grizzlies did it. They're not even that good. At some point, they're like, "Yeah, let's get these guys out of here. Let's move on." And it happens damn near every single night. That's it. It's tough. It's tough to see. It's tough to see Doug Christie that way. It's tough to see some of the guys on the team in that respect, because I think they are working hard. I think they are trying, and they're just simply not good enough as a team.
Well, when you try to find the silver lining in this too, because I was trying yesterday, and I'm looking at the standings, like, oh, they got the third worst record in the league. That's tough. It's like, oh, they got the third worst record in the league. Maybe, like, you might be able to find your guy in the draft sooner than later. But it's also like there's an avenue where you end up like the Wizards or Jazz, where you end up with a fifth or sixth pick, and you get a guy who's like, yeah, he could be a starter on our team, but it's not the guy, and you're just kind of stuck waiting again. Like, there's no guarantee that they're going to have a top three pick, which I think is tough to be in this position as well.
Yeah,
this is a bunch of hope and a prayer right now.
It really is. One thing that I thought about watching the NBA last night was like, and I'm not trying to start the Kuminga watch or all this other stuff, but if Jonathan Kuminga gets traded to the Sacramento Kings somehow, does that change your viewing interest in this team? Or is Kuminga a guy that you feel you already know who he is in this league? Because I think some people, like I would say Kyle Madsen, not to speak for him, but, you know, conversations that we've had about him, he's like, yeah, I got an idea who Kuminga is in this league. I don't need to see him in a different setting to know who he is. Would that change the possible viewing or the appointment viewing aspect to this year's Kings team?
Yeah, it would change it for me. I feel it'd be more positive. I'm like, oh yeah, the Kings are going to win more ball games this season. You kind of look towards the future, a little more positive outlook that way. But with Kuminga and the Warriors, I don't fault him or the Warriors, because you walk into a situation like that where they're winning titles, like, brother, yeah, we need you to kind of just fall in line and do what we needed to do here, because we have a formula that works. So I get fans and players and coaches just not being bought in on Kuminga because he's not bought in with the formula, but also Kuminga's trying to make his mark in the NBA, and maybe he's just on a team where it doesn't work and you need to change the scenery. We've seen that all over sports, whether it be the NFL, NBA, MLB, doesn't matter. Like, change the scenery works for some guys, and I think you bring in Kuminga here, he's able to have a little bit more freedom and play. Like, I think that would work.
Yeah, I would be interested to see how that works out. With
real quick, Scott Recycler says that Kuminga is a piece, not the answer. I think me and you both agree with that. Like, you're not building around Jonathan Kuminga, but that is a step forward. It's like, all right, we got our 3-4, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talked about this a little bit last week. You get a guy like Jonathan Kuminga in at, you know, before the draft, and maybe it fits better with who you may draft. Say you have the number one pick, and as opposed to getting a guy like AJ DeMonster, who is a little identical to a Jonathan Kuminga with the type of game he plays with, maybe you are more apt to go with a point guard. Maybe you feel better with Darren Peterson, obviously at number one, but if you're 5 or 6, you feel better with Mychael Brown Jr. because you have a guy like Kuminga that you can pair him up with at that point. So I think he's a piece. I think he's I was about to say something.
Say it.
If Jonathan Kuminga were to come to the Sacramento Kings, do you think he moves up the pecking order ahead of a Keegan Murray?
Yeah.
I think he does too.
Like, Keegan Murray is a better defender, and he probably does the intangible things better. And it's not ethical, I guess, but I'm always like, if you're the scorer, yeah, you're going to go ahead.
And see, I think that would fit Keegan a little bit better too. You know,
I think Kuminga can get 18-20 a game.
Yeah.
I don't know if Keegan can be that player, but again, Keegan, I want him to be the third, fourth option on the team. And if he's guarding the best player, getting me 13-15 a game, cool. That's great.
Absolutely. And that's how I feel about Keegan too. Like, to a certain degree, asking him, hey, step up your scoring, get to 20 points per game, be this aggressive guy, like, that doesn't seem to be in his nature. And you're asking him to do something that I don't want to say he's incapable of, but to a certain degree, yeah, that's not who he is. Like, stop asking him to be this player that he's not. And if you get a guy like Kuminga, who's a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more scoring-oriented, and taking that role on, it gets Keegan back to a spot where he can be that 3-and-D guy. He can pick and choose his spots. He can be the defender that we all see that he is, and not have to worry about, if I don't score 21, and KC and everybody else is talking about, I need to step up and be more aggressive.
Yeah, you're not going to be worried about Keegan because he's going to be in his role finally.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, man. So, yeah, they need something to kind of get people watching, or they don't, or this just becomes a lost season. They move on, they don't make any deals, and we start watching a lot of college basketball and hoping that we get the right college piece in this summer. And the next year we're locked in on that. But right now, once again, they are not appointment television.
No, not even close.
They are not. When they play again on Thursday, they play Thursday against Portland. All right, man. There's a NFL game on that day that I'll be more interested in. Seattle and the Rams.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got the Christmas party. We had the Christmas party.
Oh,
the
company
party. Got to turn that Kings game on. What you doing? Yeah, Aaron, turn the Kings game on. Nah, bro, man, stop. It ain't happening, man. I'm not trying to put his business in the streets, but, I mean, it's noteworthy. Just got word from Damien. He closed the deal acres upon acres, man. Shout out to him. The deal is closed. And
he bought another resort.
Yeah, he's gonna be back soon. He's on his way back, you know, after popping the champagne, signing the contract. He's on his way back to let us know, you know, where exactly this resort is, how many acres is it. Is the reports that it's 75 to 100 acres accurate, or is it more? We'll find all that. He'll be back shortly. We'll ask him for himself. We don't want to speculate. We're not trying to do a Giannis around here, representatives or nothing like that. We're going to ask him specifically how many acres the new property is. And we'll also talk about the 49ers. Because I think the 49ers are...
Things are happening in the NFL.
Yeah. I don't want to say they're sitting pretty. I don't want to say that.
It might be.
But things are starting to line up. We'll talk about it, man. It's D'Lo and KC. ESPN 1320, Sacramento's number one sports station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Back here on D'Lo and KC, ESPN 1320. And a little, that's not breaking news. It's been out for a little while, but we'll do it anyway. Any reason for me to get to, oh no, I thought I knew where the breaking glass was.
Should be like the top three rows, I think. That doesn't help. But it's like, yeah, it's somewhere on the board. I don't know.
Well, I can't find it. We're talking. Whoosh, whoosh. That was a good breaking glass there. Sacramento State football as a new head coach, Alonzo Carter. He's coming from Arizona, where this guy was getting the job done at Arizona as far as recruiting goes and as far as I think he was the run game coach at Arizona. He's got ties to Northern California, Bay Area coaching legend for high school and for junior college. And now he becomes the, I have this right, the 14th head football coach in Sacramento State history, Alonzo Carter. I'm not that familiar with this game outside of the things that have been talked about in the last couple of days. Yeah, man, congratulations to him. Can't wait to see what it looks like. You wanna come right here real quick? Or
yeah, let's just flip it.
Yeah, go ahead, Jesse. Yeah, we're good. Go ahead, Jesse, talk about it.
Yeah, Sac State had a new coach. I'm just only curious to see if he's going to stay here for another 3 years or not, or at least for a couple of years.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Damien's back. He bought his land.
It's a professional radio broadcast right here.
We had just started the segment, so it would have been like 30 minutes.
Do you have your headphones in now, Casey?
I'm stuck at that Eureka and Douglas life forever.
while we're talking Sac State real quick, how do we feel about this hire?
I'm fine with it.
Do we think that this person could be here for at least a couple seasons?
Yeah, I think he could be here for 3 to 5 seasons. I know a lot of people
My bad. It didn't just get announced. It was about an hour ago. There was rumors last night. Alonzo Carter, new head football coach at Sac State.
And I think the number one question is, why wasn't it Troy? I'm not expecting you to know the answer, but you are Mr. Hornet. So,
and not Charlotte. Shout out Con Knipple, who's doing his thing.
Man. Face of the franchise.
Yeah, that's what the streets are saying.
Face of the franchise.
That's what the streets are saying.
Yeah.
So here was my concern about Troy Taylor. The game is different than
And you were on the committee. okay. I just hey, I'm,
not at all.
I want to make sure we lay this out right.
Not at all. Not okay. at all. Okay. I was a bystander on the side like everybody else.
Okay.
I like Troy Taylor, obviously, the what he's been able to do in the past here at Sac State. Absolutely fantastic. If they would have hired Troy Taylor, I would have been all for it. I would have been excited, would have been hyped up. My concern with Troy Taylor is the game is different than when he left Sac State. The game of college sports, college athletics has changed. NIL, transfer portal, all that. And I haven't talked to the man. I don't know the way he goes about these type of things. But this is just a hunch on my part. I'd have concern if he can keep up in this environment. If he has the mouthpiece, so to speak, to keep kids and go get kids from high school and in the transfer portal.
Yeah, I hear you, and that's a valid concern in today's landscape, whether it's football or basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Fair to say, Stanford and Sac State, two different animals.
Yes,
two different recruiting animals, two different recruiting standards, two different NIL animals.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe struggling to navigate one because I while I don't know how I feel like I'm comfortable in the process of how Stanford accepts admissions, recruits, and so on, because it's similar to a handful of other universities that I do know a lot about.
Mm.
And regardless of how much we love their football program or how much we love their basketball program or how much we love any sort of athletic program they have, if you're not smart enough to get into that school, you're not going. Now, forgive me for using this as the segue. That is not Sac State standard. Sac State is not Stanford.
Yeah.
And so I'm fine to be clear. I'm fine not moving backwards, because it does in the. If it made the most sense for Troy Taylor to be the hire, then I understand. If the thought on Dr. Wood, Mark Orr is, we did that. It was very successful for us, but we've got to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to move forward into this new era of college sports, college athletics. I'm fine with that too, but I don't want to hold what does feel like Troy Taylor's failures at Stanford against them in a job that is, you know, it's a lower level job. Mm-hmm. Like if Duke was talking to Troy Taylor, I'd be like, hey,
right.
I don't know if that's the move. It's Sac State. It's different. Like as we laid out, the NIL, the admissions, the recruiting, it's all very different. And he does know this area and he does know recruits and he was a good recruiter.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's okay to move forward.
He was a recruit. He was, and when I talk about my concerns, it sounds like I'm poking holes in his resume, and that's not it. Like what he did here at Sacramento and Sac State was phenomenal. But like, put it to you like this: I don't think he was able to, but could he keep Cam Scadaboo here? Like that's what you're dealing with. You go find the Cam Scadaboo, and that's fantastic.
Well, but Cam now, left when he left, no? Is my timing wrong?
No, I think that's what I was saying.
Okay.
I think he did.
Okay.
But say you're going to be here, and you find the Cam Scadaboo as a freshman out of Rio Linda, and he does what he does, you going to be able to keep him here?
Could anything?
Maybe not.
But that's
But that's what he's dealing with now. When we talk about it, but that, once again, that's what he's dealing
with. Could Brennan?
Maybe. I don't know.
See, that's, I mean, I that's know. Like Cam is a unique example. Like, Sacramento State is not a junior college. But maybe in his case, it was. And I don't know. I don't know if the New York Giants select him, if he's. You know, I know we watched him at Sac State, and I remember specifically, I think it was it was you, it wasn't me. I don't remember, but I remember he was at Sac State, and we came in, you know, one Monday, and we were just talking like, I think he's an NFL player. And then, you know, he goes on to do what he does, and it kind of eliminates all doubt that he's an NFL player.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, it's fair. It's fair to ask that question as long as you're comfortable asking, could anyone have kept him here? When we get recruits to that level, when we get players to that level, will we be able to, you know, it's that thing we talk about with college coaches. It is day-to-day recruiting. You're recruiting every day, not just high school kids, not just transfer portal kids. You're recruiting your team that is wearing your uniform and your school attire every single day.
Yeah. And we talk about Troy Taylor and how he knows this area, and that's extremely important. I don't know much about Alonzo Carter.
I don't know much about him,
but I do know he is heavily entrenched in recent history in football in the Bay Area and Northern California. And I'm not here to say Troy Taylor knows it better or less than Alonzo Carter, but we're not taking somebody from Pennsylvania or Florida or Minnesota to come be the coach here at Sac State. This guy knows the area, and he's connected in the area. So you are being able to get that aspect of it, it feels like, at least. And like I said, I don't know if he can or not. I'm not saying he couldn't, but it is a different game than when Troy Taylor left Sac State. Like, it is different. And
how long was Andy? Not
2 years, I believe.
Was it Andy?
Yeah, Andy Thompson.
Andy Thompson.
Two years. The first year he was.
So it was 2 years. 1 year with Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
So we're 3 years removed from.
Mm-hmm. And they went. They did.
God, really a lot good. Has happened. It was only 3 years ago.
I believe they did really well Andy's first year with a lot of Troy's players.
Yeah, second year was really bad.
Yeah. Then Brendan comes and 7-win season, however you want to feel about that. I mean, that is an improvement. They won 3 games the year before, then they won 7.
It was a whole new roster. There was nothing to measure it against.
And now
it was 70 new guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to measure
and now
it
now
against.
You've got this. So if they do have I will hold the Stanford thing against them just a little bit, in the sense of talking about Troy Taylor, in the sense of his FBS now.
Mm-hmm.
You went up to FBS, and it's, while it's difficult to recruit and get things done at Stanford, it's not impossible. It's not impossible. We saw two coaches before you, like, went on a high level at Stanford, and that was a disaster. In a number of different ways. So on the FCS level, in the Big Sky level, that may be, he may be able to navigate that easily. But they have plans of moving up, whether they can or they will, I don't know. But they have plans of moving up to an FBS level. And when we saw Troy Taylor on the FBS level, it didn't go well. And that's what gave me pause and concern about whether coaching football and X's and O's and all that, he'd be perfectly fine. He knows exactly what he's doing in that. That's not my concern. It's the stuff off the field, all the minutia that you got to deal with off the field in college sports now, that I'm not sure. I'm just not sure if he'd be ready for that.
Understood.
That's just my thought on him.
I just hope this is the right decision for Sac State, their program, and it's Alonzo Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be talking to him.
Absolutely.
Soon.
Absolutely.
Because you can't come through Sacramento without talking about talking to Mr. Hornet. So you really told people I was out buying land, huh?
What's the issue?
You said we could tell them. I didn't. Oh, my bad. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Well, you didn't tell me anything. I just piggybacked off Ken because you told him that we could tell.
So you're cool. You let your big brother get you in trouble.
I always got your guys' back, no matter what. Right,
I thought
around,
it
you
was
know
cool. You was like, "Yo, Casey, I got to go get this land, man." You know
that didn't.
Yeah. So I was like, "All right." I thought it was common knowledge because there was like four or five people around.
Rocked out. Hey, I gotta go get 2 acres real quick. I'll be back.
Yeah. Damn. Well, I didn't even say it was two. It was a lot more than two. Oh. I gave the real amount. So.
The good news is everybody knows you're a liar.
Is it more than 100? I said 75 to 100 because I was trying to be conservative and respectful to the situation. But come on, man. We're family here. Everybody, like, we're all family. Chatty House, me, you, Jesse, Leezy in the house. Was it more than 100?
And you think I bought 100 acres of land in a span of 30 minutes?
No, you just had to sign a contract.
Yeah, rich people do rich things.
This had been in the works for...
Me and Kenny have never bought land like that, so you could tell. I was like, yeah, I walked up to Craig, signed it, and we're good.
Craig?
Like, right, yeah.
I walked up to a guy who sold me 100 acres named Craig.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, man.
Why can't Craig sell you land?
All right.
We're talking about the Kings if you want to do that.
I'd rather
what
not.
We've been
I'd
learning.
Rather I'd rather talk
yeah,
about
what
this
have you
fictitious.
Learned? We did find something that we've learned.
Yeah, I said I'm going
really?
To stop,
oh,
I'm gonna
I must
stop
have
throwing
been
Keon
in the,
Ellis in the rundown.
I missed this. What did you learn?
We
besides
learned,
don't put Keon Ellis in the rundown.
We learned potentially that Keegan Murray isn't maybe what some people think he could be, and then I said that's going to sound like a knock.
It's not
like I think he's a good starting 3-and-D. I still believe in the three. Three and D.
Yes, you do.
Basketball player on a good team, but a lot of people are like, "No, give him the keys, and he can be your second best player." And you know, this is a guy that you know can be one of the elite 2-way players. And nah, man, he's not that. Just let him be who he is, and I think you have a good NBA player.
So, okay, let me ask a follow up to that then. Mm. Given what you just said and given what we're watching, is that a Scott Perry strike? Should Keegan Murray, if that assessment that you just laid out on Keegan Murray is accurate, is it a strike on this front office that they signed him to the contract they signed him to?
I'm going to say no because for two reasons. Number one, if you do get to the point where you end up being a good team, you're going to need a Keegan Murray.
Hmm.
So.
Will you be able to get to that through the course of this contract?
That's the question.
Okay.
That is the question. But, okay. Like, you got a Keegan Murray in-house already. You keep him here. Like, you keep him here. You make it work. You sign him to a contract and you start to build, not necessarily build, you know, as he's, like, the guy. But. You've got that piece. All right, let me go find the star piece or let me go find the other complimentary role player piece. Like, you just got that piece in place. So that's one aspect. Number two, it feels like, I know Trista might feel a little different because we've talked about it a little bit, but it feels like potentially down the road, if need be, is a tradable contract. Like, you sign
okay.
him, you sign him at that price, and you can always move him a year or two down the road for a bigger star or for something else.
He's at $28 million per year, by the way.
28.
Yeah.
It feels like for what he brings to the table, that's you can move that. Because I do think on a good team, what he brings is pretty valuable. Like if he was on Minnesota last night, I think that they'd be good. That would help them out a lot.
You've mentioned that a couple of times. If he was on a good team, would Keegan be different, view different, play different? Would everything about Keegan Murray be different if he, in fact, was on a different basketball team?
By some, not by me. Because I just think he's a good ball player. Like, he's good. And I would think about him being just a good basketball player if he was on a good team. Like, once again, if he was on... if he was on Minnesota with Ant and Julius Randle, and I'll take McDaniels out because that's probably the position he would play, but DiVincenzo and all this other stuff, I'm like, that's a good piece. Same way I look at McDaniels to a certain degree. It's a good piece.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you need that type of guy paired with Ant, paired with him. But I would look, I'd be looking at it the premise of, like, that's who he is. Not, oh, man, Keegan is good, and if you gave him an opportunity, he would be a next-level player. No, he's good at what he is. So for me, it would stay the same. That's how I think about him here. I kind of want Keegan to be who he is, and you get better players around him. I'm not expecting him to elevate. Be who you are. I want you to shoot better. I want you to be more efficient. Like 3 of 11 every night, that's not good. Hitting the three-point shot at a higher than 26% clip, that's not good. Like, I want you to improve on those numbers. But the overall, like, if he was 15 and 8 on good shooting splits, like, that'd be fine. I don't need Keegan to shoot 18 times a night.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot your 11 to 13 times a night.
Derek White makes $29.5 million. DeJounte Murray makes $28.5 million. Trey Murphy, $28 million. Andrew Wiggins, $27 million. Miles Turner, $27 million. Devin Vassell, $27 million. Those are players who are making about the same as Keegan Murray is per season.
Hmm. Does he fit in with that group?
No.
Not Derek White. No. Not Derek White.
Yeah, Derek White is a bargain.
Yeah. But the other players, like you named DeJounte.
Who's the best player of that group that's not Derek White?
Give me the other name.
DeJounte, uh-huh. Trey Murphy, Andrew Wiggins, Miles Turner, Devin Vassell. Is it Trey Murphy?
It's Trey Murphy. Trey Murphy's going to leave that group soon, though. That's the only reason.
To go up.
He's going to go up. So.
Golden. K-pop Demon Hunters.
That's right. Good knowledge by you.
RJ Barrett's making 26.7, Jaden McDaniels 26.2, and then Jaren Jackson. Like, he's got to have a new contract. That can't be up, right? So we'll leave that one. And then Dyson Daniels about 25, it says.
Now that I hear those names again, yeah. Jesse's probably right. You're probably like, nah.
He's not.
He's not on that level of player. Because even RJ Barrett, RJ Barrett, off the top of my head, is like a 19-20 point per game scorer. He's a lead guard for a winning team. Obviously, we talked about Trey Murphy. DeJounte at one point was like an all-star lead guard. I don't know. He's a little step below that. He probably. It's only a $5 million a year difference, but he probably should be closer to that Jabari Smith level. That was the contract we thought he was going to get.
Jabari Smith's 24.4. Nick Claxton's right there at 24. Cam Johnson, Michael Bridges. That feels wrong. That feels like the old contract. Yeah, it's the old contract. Shaedon Sharpe, Kyle Kuzma, the guys in that area.
Yeah, he's more on that level, which, once again, as all those players that you named, you've heard me on this show talk about how much I like them. Like, I think they're good basketball players. And at some point, Shaedon, Kyle Kuzma, Jabari, like I've said, man, they were on the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe a little bit of to answer your original question, I don't think it's a strike. I don't think it's a strike.
No. Okay.
You think it's a strike?
But remember, the context was, if your assessment on Keegan Murray is accurate, is this a strike on Scott Perry? The reason I'm going to say no is because I think more times than not, you take this risk on a rookie extension. You would rather, because the money's good. It's not, I didn't think $18 million was a backbreaking contract either, but it's been talked about for 6 months as if it is. But I don't feel like any player on a rookie extension, given their age and that, 27, 28 per, that doesn't feel like, that's not a Zach LaVine at 48 or a DeMontis Sabonis at 50. That's not what that is.
Right. It's not a crippling contract.
So it's, to me, with a rookie that you're confident in, even if you're a little unsure, but you're confident in, it's worth taking the risk, in my opinion.
I agree.
Let's see what TC talking about here. 916-909-1320 Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. Shout out, Colt. Just saw Colt on the way back into the building. What's up, TC?
Hey, what's up with my two brothers, man? D-Lo, what's up, bro? Big but, hey.
No,
hey,
make stop, it big time. Stop, stop, stop. Doesn't stop it. You don't.
I mean, he's just trying to congratulate
only,
you.
Only believe like 10% of the things Kenny says.
He's just
like,
trying to congratulate you. No. What's wrong with that?
10% of 100 acres is 10 acres right now.
No, good point. Stop.
That's a good point.
Stop. Your boy got to be a dad for a minute. That's all it was. Go ahead, TC.
I love that. Hey, so listen, I got two trades, right? Y'all probably seen them, but even thought about them. So, it's a wild one. I got Domas and Zach moving. So, let's get the Zach one out the way first. So, Scott, we have to all agree on something. I know we want to talk about we don't like certain players and the pillars and all that. But, bro, the way this is going, trade Zach for Trey straight up, right? So if that was a thing, if he was trying to orchestrate that trade or whatever, and the reason why I'm saying that is because listen to the next part. I'm trading Zach to Atlanta, right, and making that swap. Also, I'm signing him to his contract. Now you got your point guard locked in. I know the money is funny, but you got a bona fide point guard. You don't even have to ask questions about Trey. Everybody talking about his defense, but you know who Trey Young is, bro. Right? So now we got our point guard locked in. Then I'm picking up and I'm shipping Domas off to Washington, right? I'm picking up expiring contract and my boy, what's his name? Chris Middleton. I got Chris Middleton, Cam Whitmore, Marvin Bagley III, listen to me, Marvin Bagley III coming back. But these are all expiring contracts except for Cam. But I got Domas and Keon going to the Wizards. But you're also picking up their 2026, OKCs, because they got two. They got theirs and they got OKCs. So we get their OKC.
TC, have you ever heard of an elevator pitch?
Nah, listen.
No, listen to me. No, TC, listen. I'm going to help. Look. You're my man. I'm going to help you out on this. An elevator pitch. You have the ride of an elevator, mm-hmm. up, down, whatever it is, to get your pitch across. This, unless we're in, Trade Center 1 and you're stopping on every floor, we ran out of time.
if y'all slow down and think about what I'm saying, I know it sounds crazy when it's coming out. But if you sit on it and think about it, bro, it makes sense. Because at the end of the day, we get a point guard, bro, and we get another first-round pick and expiring contract. So not only do we lock up now and we get money, we're going to have two first-round picks with 2 seconds in this loaded draft, and Trey Young as a point guard. Just think about the trades.
That's not the elevator still. Yes. Like that.
Elevator shut down, and now we're all stuck in here.
Yes, that. But also... We got the Trey Young thing. I think I don't know how many more times we got to. He don't want you, man. Scott Perry does not like Trey Young. Rework it.
Like I always say, I disagree with Scott Perry.
Buddha, hang tight. We got you next. If you want to get in on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, you can. 916-909-1320. I do want to shift the attention to something more positive. Of course, James is going to be with us at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. 49ers are cooking, man. Mm. And we actually had great basketball over the weekend.
Woo.
We'll talk about it. Steelo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 13.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Latest article from our brother Mark Spears making the rounds.
We're going to introduce ourselves again.
Yeah. So I'm looking at our most recent text. Like, come on, man.
Send him one of his old videos on YouTube. Like, here, you've been here before. This is you. You know us.
I'm sorry, my man. I can only talk to the ESPN station.
Do you still introduce yourself when like you text these people or no? Because I feel like some of them will like delete the text if I text them. So I'll say, oh, this is Jesse Tapia, blah, blah, blah.
No, not with Mark. Like, Mark and I have had like
Mark was terrible.
Regular conversations.
Yeah.
I used to text Mark, like, you know what, Damien, you got it. You try.
I don't know if I've ever texted a Hall of Famer. I don't know. Yeah, probably not.
Shout out Mark Spears, though, friend of the show. He's been on here a bunch.
Oh, he's great. That time he called Mark Jones.
That was an all-time. That was probably his best hit.
Which was illegal for so many different reasons. Was just spectacular.
Well, hey,
Mark Jones, you're on the radio. All right.
See, that's why it's legal.
No, like, Mark. No. Once he knew he was on, hey, it didn't stop him from talking. He had some things to say that day.
The didn't Mark Spears like call in on in an Uber on the way to the airport or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shout out to the Hollow.
See, so I text Mark. Hey, my man, you free to talk tomorrow? We want to talk about your conversation with De'Aaron. I got $20 saying, I'm free right now if you want to talk.
We'll call him. We'll call him at that point. We'll call him.
Hey, all right, Mark.
I'm not taking that bet.
Okay. Mark is going to say, nah, but I can join you today. Watch. Watch. Let's see what Buddha talking about here on the Elk Grove Kid Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What's up, Buddha?
What's up, family? How y'all boys doing, man?
We good, man. How you doing, man? It was a rough Sunday for you, big dog. It was not a perfect day for you. It was a semi-perfect for me, but not. It was bad for you.
Yeah, the refs did it dirty, but it's
cool. The refs?
I ain't going to get us into that. It was about four crazy calls and then the Kings lost, so
bro,
I definitely had a bad Sunday.
Buddha, I follow you on Twitter, so I know what you're talking about. Even if it was an interception, it was a pass interference. It doesn't matter.
Okay, but what about the holding? What about the holding call on Davis? And then at the end of the game, it was the last play of the game for when we was on offense.
We're talking Bills Patriots. He's a Patriots fan. No, all right, look, man, y'all blew a 21-point lead. Y'all was cooking, man. Come on now, y'all got to wear that.
Yeah, we got to wear it. But hey, man, you know what happened when we went undefeated? We lost in the Super Bowl. So I'd rather take the loss now. Yeah,
I hear you, Victor. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, I want to ask Dane, can I borrow a dollar, bro? Huh? Big money over there.
Y'all need, see, listen.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, hey, Salute, man.
I can't borrow a dollar because you already gave it to me in KC.
Yeah.
Y'all are ridiculous.
What if you really did buy 100 acres? No. You can't borrow a dollar.
Can't borrow anything. Y'all are whack.
That was the most energy Buddha's had on a couple. Patriots got him living right now.
I know. You're feeling good.
That was a hell of a game yesterday.
I texted Jay Gayden when they went up 14-0. I was like, boys cooking.
You're that friend. Yeah, he's that friend who sends everything into a spiral.
Don't text me because I'll freak out.
They scored another touchdown after that. It was up 21-0.
21-0, yeah.
Josh Allen got himself back into that MVP race.
That was a big-time performance.
Did he?
Yes. They can win the division still.
That was a big-time performance, man.
He has the 6-touchdown game this season, I think it was?
Yeah.
So he's got his moments. Like, this Bills team isn't strong, and if they win the division.
That was a big-time performance, man. I didn't see – once the game got to 21-0, I thought it was a wrap. And I was cleaning around the house. I came back, and they were within 7.
Watching that game slowly unravel – was tough. And then it looks like they bounce back. Then it's like, all right, you good. And then immediately, Buffalo scores again.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a game. It was a hell of a weekend. It was a hell of a Sunday for the NFL. Of course, the main story is just the catastrophic injuries that came out of it. I mean, the fortunes may have changed for so many franchises. I mean, the face of the NFL. And there aren't very many. Like, there aren't very many guys who you could say he is the face of the NFL because they prefer it not be. They'd rather it be the red and gold, or they'd rather it be that star, or they'd rather it be anything.
They
market those logos. They market the shield. But if there is a face of the league, he tore his ACL yesterday. And as bad as this season may have been, for the Kansas City Chiefs, it ended with the ultimate wash of disaster when Patrick Mahomes' knee buckled in that very awkward way, man. And ended his season. And, I mean, their season was over with that loss against the Chargers. And, you know, now all eyes will look forward to when does Patrick Mahomes play football again.
I always worry about players in any sport that suffer an injury. And I think the common thought, especially nowadays with modern medicine being as advanced as it is and the history of seeing people return from injuries, you know, some people will be like, oh, ACL, get that fixed, man. This ain't like it was in 1983. It's 2025.
Yeah.
It'll bounce back. And I pray that he does, but he'll just be back.
Mm-hmm.
You never know how that individual's body is going to respond to that, or how that may change the way they play, their aggression, their confidence, all this other stuff. It could have no effect on him whatsoever. Nick Bosa tore his ACL twice before he won NFL Defensive Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Tear it again. He may come back and be great or whatever. So there's Joe Burrow. I think he tore it and made the Super Bowl the next year or something
I don't know if you want to call it like positive returns or whatever, but like Joe Burrow tore it. Brady tore it. He came back fine. Philip Rivers, I think, tore it. Donovan McNabb tore it.
I believe the Brady, Mahomes were both in the ninth year.
Yeah, that was going around Twitter yesterday.
Yeah, okay, so I wasn't sure if like where that came from. Like it was both in the ninth year, both the year after going to a Super Bowl. Like the parallels between the two were there. Of course, I think Brady was hurt really early in the season.
He tore it like in game one.
He tore it. Okay, yeah. And then obviously that's a far cry from where Patrick Mahomes and
Burrow
the Kansas
City was maybe about. I think it said week 11, so maybe a month earlier.
I think for like a skill position player, like the receivers, linemen, all those guys, like yeah, it's much tougher. But I think for a quarterback, and given how good he was already, I think he'll be back.
I think he'll absolutely be
back.
But I mean, like he'll be Patrick Mahomes. I don't think it's 80% of Patrick Mahomes or anything. Like, yeah. I think he'll be back. They'll be back in contention eventually. And all that
I mean, Brady play like 11 more years?
Yeah, he had a Hall of Fame career towards ACL and then had another Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, right, right. He's the Kobe 8 and the Kobe 24.
the thing with in this, man.
He tore it in a super weird way, too, where it just looked like almost he hyperextended it at first.
Yeah.
Brady.
Oh, I mean Mahomes.
Mahomes.
The thing that I think about with Brady and Mahomes, because I was thinking about this last night, and once again, I think Mahomes will come back and he'll be great. Brady, the one thing that always sticks out to me with Patrick Mahomes, this always kind of sticks out to me, is I think he was on The Shop and he was talking about the first Super Bowl with the 49ers. And it was a younger player and all this other stuff, but he was like, yeah, I was just, they had me confused. I wasn't seeing it. I didn't know what was going on. Like, I couldn't read what the defense was doing, nothing like that. And I've heard it a couple of different times that you can get to Mahomes by disguising defenses. Like, you can kind of get him in a spot where he's not seeing it, right? He's so great, he overcomes that. Andy Reid, all this other stuff, the people around him, he overcomes that. But Brady, that wasn't him. Brady would just break you down no matter what the defense was, it felt like. And I always wonder if there's something different with Mahomes. Like, if you lose something, like if you lose a little bit of the physical component or the confidence in your body and you have to rely back on maybe the little things like being able to break down a defense, does this take him down a notch if he hasn't improved significantly on that aspect of his game? I just wonder. I'm not predicting. I just wonder. Because that's always stood out to me, that he said himself, like, yeah, that's a part of my game. I got to get better. Sometimes the defense gets me. They fool me.
It would also be, yeah. What's a notch down for Patrick Mahomes, though?
Pro Bowl caliber play. Maybe a notch down is kind of like what we saw this year.
Mm. Well, that's definitely a notch down.
Which is good. Like,
yeah,
really, really good.
Good quarterback.
Pro Bowler, all this other stuff. But he wasn't able to lift that team this year.
I hope the constant comparisons to Tom Brady don't ruin the way we look at the rest of this man's career. He might not win another Super Bowl. He might win 2, 3, or 4. He's a great player as Patrick Mahomes. We got caught up in the comps. We got caught up in the, you know, I mean, the run has been incredible. Like, he hasn't made the playoffs for the last, was it 7 years? Mm-hmm. He's made the AFC Championship for the last 7 years. And then, you know, you look at the Chiefs' dominance, you throw in the Alex Smith years too. Like, it's just been incredible. I hope the comparisons to Brady don't ruin the way that we look at him. Like, I feel like that happens with LeBron, has happened with LeBron over the course of the last, you know, maybe 10 years or so, where it's the constant comparisons to Michael Jordan and you're not appreciating LeBron James the way you should.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's inevitable, though. He put himself in that rarefied air,
but
with the way he started, where if the next, what's he been in here, 8 years, 8, 9 years mm-hmm. in the league? If the next 8 years produce no Super Bowls, and maybe no Super Bowl appearances, it is going to be referenced that he started off so high, and then the second half of his career wasn't the same. And to your point, it's unfair. I hope we don't do that.
And it's still a Hall of Fame career.
Absolutely.
And he's already, still one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
He's one of the top 10 greatest quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because, like, you look at, he's 6-time Pro Bowl, 2-time All-Pro, 3-time Super Bowl champ, 3-time Super Bowl MVP, 2-time MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, all that stuff. Like, he's already
amazing.
There.
That's more accolades than most people's favorite quarterback has accomplished.
I think he can come down, though. Like, where he's at today, he can come down. Some of the people that he surpassed,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.